speaker is Sven Nielsen, president of the HEU.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There's one message that Gordon Campbell and the Liberals have to get is that they do not own society. They don't own public services. It's not theirs to sell, to trade off, to give away. And the sooner they learn that, the better. They spent Saturday, Campbell snuck out of a meeting at Vancouver Hospital. He refused to face the people. It's absolutely atrocious. They're busy selling our healthcare system out for public-private partnerships. They don't own it. They do not have a right to sell it.
Shame on them.
It's very important that wherever he goes, he knows that he's not going to be able to hide. He's not going to be able to escape because we still have a democracy in this country, even though he probably doesn't want us to have a democracy. They have no right to have people living homeless, to have one of the richest countries in the world, to have 20% child poverty.
Shame!
It's very important.
He's a Pinochet clone.
He wants to roll back any gains that women have made, that social justice activists have made to try and provide a civil society and justice and dignity for all. And he cannot be allowed to get away with this kind of stealth. You know, as he's probably the number one public sector worker in this province. And what he should be doing, rather than being in the back rooms trying to sell out to corporate privatizers and to entrepreneurs, he should be the biggest defender of quality public services so that everybody has a level of decency in this country.
He should go live in Florida.
Now, there's absolutely no objective evidence to show that his idea to contract out services, to privatize, to give away, it's not going to save money. It's going to mean some people that have a lot of money are going to get services, and most people are going to get nothing. His tax cuts are a sham. His selling off of services such as BC Hydro, such as ICBC, and medical services, education, anything that we have fought for, has got to be stopped. He has absolutely no mandate. The government went last week. They met all of 11 hours. I don't know how many people can work for only 11 hours and expect to get a full paycheck. We've got to keep following him, keep reminding him, and keep educating people as to what the real agenda is. Because, if people don't take back the society, then they're going to win and they cannot be allowed to win. We need to keep fighting him, we have to keep opposing him, and we have to take back the society that we have fought for. Thank you.